Although Anita Hill said it wasn't her intention to start a national conversation about sexual harassment, that's exactly what she did when she testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee in 1991. Professor Hill spoke to students, staff, and community members at the University of Connecticut on Wednesday night and said the public discourse has been remarkable since she testified that Clarence Thomas, a nominee for the Supreme Court, sexually harassed her. Despite her testimony and the media frenzy that ensued, Clarence Thomas became a Supreme Court justice by a narrow vote, 52-48, and remains a justice today. During her speech, Professor Hill read excerpts from letters she received over the past 23 years. She read one letter from a seventh grader who said, "I'm sorry you didn't win, but life has to go on." Professor Hill said it was particularly striking that at just 12 or 13 years of age, this girl had already learned to temper her expectations. Because WHUS was not permitted to record the presentation due to a contractual restriction, we asked attendees the part in Professor Hill's speech that resonated most.
I think a lot of her message was that we, as leaders or future leaders, need to step up and make sure that we attack this problem at the grassroots, and that means education and awareness at the almost elementary level.
We need to be teaching these type of courses that look at the intersection identities and how that plays out in the lives as telling the larger narrative.
I think one of the most important aspects to take from this is continue the conversation. Like, don't stop, you know? We have to keep it active and keep going with it.
Anita Hill's visit was sponsored by the Leadership Legacy Experience, the Office of the President, and Subog. For WHUS News, I'm Sylvia Cunningham, reporting from Storrs.